The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What is on your mind? Hello, friends. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd Mitchell. Another hour. Crank it up. 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind today. Bottom of this hour, if fishing is on your mind, you're going to love our guest, Greg Power, from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. He's the chief of the Fisheries Division. He'll be in studio with us, Todd and I, and he's going to tell us the big news and where they're biting across the state. Already one call saying Sakakawea treated a listener pretty well here in recent days, so glad to hear that. But if you have any questions on fishing in North Dakota, we got an expert for you, and looking forward to finding out some hot spots. We haven't exactly had the best of summers weather-wise so far. Maybe there's some, you know, silver lining in that cloud. We'll find out with our guests coming up. In the meantime, what is on your mind? Question we ask because we want to know. You know what's on my mind? This is a story I saw earlier in the week in the Wall Street Journal about the alarming statistics. At least I thought they were alarming. That 71%. Of America's youth do not qualify for military service. Between 17 and 24 years of age, this is an estimate from the Pentagon, they would not qualify for military service. And the reasons for that are the following. Obesity, lack of a high school diploma, felony convictions, prescription drug use. For instance, you cannot have used ADHD medication in the past 12 months. And what am I forgetting? The appearance question. You can't have tattoos on your fingers, neck, or face. You can't have ear gauges. Do you know what an ear gauge is, Todd?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Those things you have in your ear, those big round things in your ear.
Until I read the story and I said, what is an ear gauge? I didn't know. I've seen them. I didn't know they were called ear gauges.
I'm kind of questioning what's the problem with having a tattoo on a face, because I'm thinking if you want your military to look tough, the tattoo on the face may make someone look intimidating enough in and of itself to be a good weapon. But
here's the true, I guess. Here's another alarming statistic popped off the page for me on this. Only about 1% of youth are both eligible and inclined to have a conversation with the military about serving. Question. This is on my mind. When I hear these stats, what does this mean for our future, number one? Number two, what does it say about parenting, the state of parenting? Because the fact that the youth are in the condition they are of not being eligible for military service suggests to me, I don't necessarily blame the kids, I blame the parents. Is that too harsh? Anyway, one thought on my mind today, and want to hear what you think about that stat. It just blew me away. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. New penalties for flaring proved unanimously by Governor Jack Dalrymple, Secretary of State. Why did I say Secretary of State? I've done that twice in the last week. Secretary of State is not in the Industrial Commission. The Attorney General, Wayne Stengem, and Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, the three members that make up the Industrial Commission. There's a new day for the industry in North Dakota. It is tough. It is tough new standards related to reducing flaring, and if you don't, there's penalties, and they're there. What do you think of that? Is that a good thing, a bad thing? A Sierra Club, of course, says it doesn't go far enough, takes too long to get there, but they're never going to prove it. Unless you say fossil fuels are evil and should be banished from the face of the earth, the Sierra Club wouldn't be happy, so that doesn't surprise me at all. But I want your take on the new penalties for flaring, which I think any fair reading says is very tough on the industry at a time when some of the penalties now approved could bring to an actual reduction in oil production because of flaring. And they have to, when they apply for a permit to drill, have to have a plan to reduce the flaring. So what's your take on the rules there? A couple of things on my mind, but most importantly, what's on yours? John in Grand Forks, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Talking about the military. This is kind of dumb, but when you mentioned it, I was thinking, boy, back in the 60s, when my generation, we were dealing with the draft, if we had known that they wouldn't take us because of a tattoo, that tattoo industry would have skyrocketed. back then. You know?
Yeah, fair point.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
But, no, I wouldn't agree with that either. But and then the other thing, you know, I went 2 months of the basic training. I gained weight, and the guy considered overweight lost weight. And I never did figure that out. But I'm not so sure. You talk about people with discipline problems or over, you know, to a certain extent, weight-wise and stuff. Hey, that gets solved in the military.
Yeah. True,
like,
but I mean,
I don't know what it's like now. But
I think they require you to be, you know, at some minimum standard to get in shape. They aren't going to whip you into shape, you know, beyond a certain point. But I hear what you're saying.
Speaking of the draft, experts say seniors graduating from high school this year face the longest odds to qualify for military service since the draft was abolished in 1973. Wow. John, thanks. Rod, call up your next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us, Rod.
State-by-state breakdown of who's ineligible, the percentage-wise?
Have not seen state-by-state, no.
I was just kind of curious, you know, how we rank in that whole thing.
It would be interesting. And I would fare a wager here that we'd probably do better than most.
I would guess so, too.
Unfortunately, we're a small enough state where that's not going to make a difference and enough of a dent in what we're talking about. This is alarming to me. Am I being too alarmist, Ron?
No, I'm not. It's actually scary.
Sad? Scary? A sad state of, you know, parenting in America? What in the world?
Yeah. It's the youth of America has no work ethic at all, period. Just sad.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, these requirements don't sound, if we're saying, hey, we need you to be, you know, proficient at some basic level. You got to get 33 out of 99 questions on the Armed Forces Qualification Test, English, math, science, cognitive skills, no felony convictions, no persistent illegal drug use, the medical stuff, no ADHD medication in the past 12 months, no insulin-dependent diabetics, basic height-weight standards for the age group, that's the obesity one, obviously U.S. citizen or foreign national with legal status, no tattoos on fingers, neck, or face, no ear gauges. Again, somebody with an ear gauge, explain the appeal to me. I need to know what the deal is. And then just a high school diploma or a GED with some college credits. That's the minimum, and they're telling us only 1%? Either qualify or even interested.
Yeah, it's a sad state we're in. But if they go by cell phone use, they'd all qualify.
Social media aptitude test off the charts. They're in.
Well, as a matter of fact, sir, you do qualify for the first texting army brigade.
Yeah, there we go. And maybe that's worth talking about. Think of some of the things that kids can do today. You know, maybe there needs to be some effort.
We were talking about earlier, you know, the whole video game skill. You would think that could be parlayed into something for the military.
So maybe there's something in this, and the military needs to adapt as well. I don't want them to dumb down things. I still want, you know, the metal, the character, but maybe there's something there. Rod, appreciate the call. Don in Bismarck, yep. What's your take on this? Don, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I'm with you, Scott. I don't understand this ear gauging thing. It's hideous. It's ugly. It's stupid. I don't understand it. I don't understand people putting tattoos on their neck and face. And I'm with the Army. If someone's dumb enough to do that, do you really want to hand them a rifle? We've got people that, I mean, I see them and you see them too with this ear gauging thing. I don't get the appeal of that. I don't understand it. And, but it just illustrates to me how bereft of common sense some of these people are, and I don't want to give someone like that a weapon and put them into the military. And I don't know what they're going to do. Eventually, what they're going to have to do is lower those standards, because with only 1% eligible, that's going to be a problem going forward.
What do you think the ear gauge thing is about? Is it notice me? Is it a cry for help in some way? Is it, you know, I just want to be, you know, the equivalent of somebody wearing a really odd hair color or something? There's got to be some psychological explanation for why you would want one of those things in your... It says, look at me, look at my ear, doesn't it? And What does that mean?
You know, back in my day, it was wear your hair a little long or buy beetle boots or something as innocuous as that. But when you do the ear gauge, you know, I've seen some people that have had them in and then decided to take them out. Now you've got a big loop hanging, empty loop hanging on your earlobe. I don't know in whose world that's attractive, but these are people that wonder why they can't get a job down at the bank. You know, they don't understand. You know, why am I not being hired? Because they just flat look stupid. That's all. And if someone could call in and explain the ear gauging thing, I'd love to hear that. And I suppose that the answer is going to be, well, you're just too old. And I'm sure that's the case. I'm just too old to understand. But I don't get the tattoo thing either. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's an inalterable thing. It's something that you put on your body, and it's there permanently, unless you want to go through a very painless process of having it removed.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. What we're going to do is put an all call out for somebody with an ear gauge to help Don and I understand this, because I'm with him. More coming up. Don't go away. Gary, you're next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Fenix and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
This is What's on Your Mind. We'll talk fishing at the bottom of the hour. Welcome your calls on anything related to fishing. Chief of the Fisheries Division, Greg Power, will join us today on the program from North Dakota Game and Fish at the bottom of the hour. And I'm most looking forward to finding out where the hot spots are and, you know, make some memories here. Looking forward to that. So get ready for it. Call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Gary, traveling and doing us the honor of having the radio locked in on What's on Your Mind. What's on your mind, Gary?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to follow up on that earlier caller. He had asked about how that was broken out by state, and of course it wasn't. But has it been broken down by ethnic background, education, poverty standards, income, that type of thing? So it'd be a little bit more realistic to look at and understand. And
yeah, no. I get at least not according to the Wall Street Journal story that I'm looking at.
We don't interesting.
They might have it, but I mean it's not in the story. I guess is what I'm getting at.
Oh, okay. But, they seem to break that down for every other cause or survey that's taken, whether it's teen pregnancy or alcoholism or whatever else involves the teens. I'm just sort of curious if they did it this time, I guess. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm scanning the story. I don't see anything in the way of breakdowns there at all. Gary, appreciate the call. Ed and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. I wanted to talk about the new flaring rules, which are in the news. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Yeah, if I have to ask somebody that knows more about this than me, but could a compressor be put on any oil well location to run off the flared gas, to compress the flared gas, put in some kind of container to be hauled off?
Yeah, there's a number of different technologies for on-site, ways to cap it there and use it there, power generation and other things as well. You're obviously talking about, expense and different ways to use it, but I think that's part of the solution, using it on-site. And I know there's a number of folks that are doing that. There's even ways where you can cap it, use it to generate power and put power back on the grid. That's what I've seen, but again, it all takes time. I think that's the issue here. You've got just an enormous amount of geography to cover. You've got gas processing facilities that are being ramped up. One Oak has got billions on the table. Hess just ramped up with billions in their project at Tioga. You've got to get the gathering system. So, that's why I think a plan to get where they're getting, where you'd get down to, 10% of the gas being flared by 6 years from now, is a pretty good goal.
These places are pretty remote, but to, even run pipes to them, they could have their own individual or maybe one or two. That's a, just a thought. I don't know a lot about the deal there, but just something that passed through my brain.
Yeah, no, I think it's part of the solution. I really do. And I think there also are some exemptions for the remote areas and the low-producing wells and others. So, work needs to be done. But the bottom line is that this is tough on the industry. That's the bottom line. It's very tough. And it is aggressive what they're doing. I happen to believe that the reason Jack Dalrymple, Wayne Stengem, and Doug Goring voted the way they did is because they see this as a pain point from the extremist environmentalists. And they want it to go away. And so they're pushing the industry hard to make this go away because they don't like the noise from it. Less than, we're wasting this or whatever, which obviously you don't like to waste it, and obviously it takes time. But I think this is a political problem more than it's an environmental problem. And so I think that's why we're pushing them. I'm not so sure that's the best impetus to do it, but that's why I personally believe that we are doing it. But do you support it? Do you like them getting tough on it? You lay awake worried about flaring and the fact that we're at 30% when you'd like to see us at, none?
I don't like to see waste either. I'd like to see them be able to, use as much as they can, too. But there's always something that, that they can't be done. But it'd be nice to be able to not waste. So.
Sure thing. Appreciate the call, Ed. Thanks. Sean, Minot, too. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Sean.
I heard you were looking for someone to ask about ear gauges. I used to have them when I was in high school.
Okay, let me start with why.
It was just a thing. Doesn't really mean anything, but most kids started out with just, getting your ears pierced, and it's kind of a process. You got to get larger earrings gradually. I didn't have that big of gauges, I guess is what you would call. It was maybe about the size of a pencil you could stick in your ear, but I took those out when I turned about 21 because couldn't really get a job with huge holes in your ears.
So having knowing what you know now, would you have done it again?
Like I said, mine weren't that big, but I've seen some kids who could stick got almost their whole thumb through their ears, and I see them, you know, to this day, and they don't have them in, but the holes are still big enough for them to stick a finger through. Mine are, I mean, you can barely fit an earring in now if they're completely closed up, but I would never get some of the sizes you see nowadays.
So it was more a case of just sort of youthful indiscretion and, you know, I'm just doing it just because, no real reason, no real motivation to do it?
No, that doesn't mean anything.
What'd your parents think?
Yeah, they didn't care too much about it, but.
You ever get grief from anyone about them? A grandparent or aunt, uncle, anybody say, Sean, what are you doing?
No, I think my grandparents kind of frowned upon it, but.
Interesting. All right, Sean. Well, you gave us a perspective there we were looking for. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Chris and Sally here before the end of the bottom of the hour here. Chris, go ahead. You're next, then Sally.
Hey. I have 2 points, Mark. One is we kind of do it to ourselves with as far as the obesity with our kids, with the fast food, microwavable dinners, all that. The second is what are they doing to the ADHD med that they want them off them for a year? What is that doing for a kid that they have to be off them for so long before they can even consider enlisting?
Well, I would think it's because obviously if they're on ADD medication, that's going to present some issues to be in the military. So they want to know that they've sort of turned the corner there, wouldn't you think?
The side effects or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah, I can understand the psychological aspect of it, but a year, that seems quite extensive.
Yeah, and maybe they need to look at some of these things. Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks. Sally, last call of this on this topic. Go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
It's very quick. I just feel that, you know, a lot of people are turned off about military service because of the way our government is currently treating our veterans and our serving military. Look at the way they treated those men in Benghazi and, you know, the lack of support. Moral support from this government, the way they're using the military more for social engineering than for military strength. And then, you know, when you see how our veterans are treated, the people who have served valiantly and have sacrificed of themselves and their families, and then we have these scandals like the VA thing. And it may not affect everybody. Some people don't have complaints about the VA care, but there is enough there that I think when you reward something with honor and respect, I think you're going to get more of it. When you treat it with disrespect and neglect, as we've done, and outright betrayal in some cases.
Take the point, Sally. Thank you. In Grand Forks, more coming up on What's On Your Mind, talking fishing next.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-4444. 866-484-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage. Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. I'm just about to post on Facebook a photo of someone with an ear gauge, okay, and one very simple question. Why?
Well, okay. there's a few viral pictures out there of people that you look and you go, that just looks too painful. I don't care how much you like to wear something. How much pain do you want to be in? I mean, some people thrive on pain, I guess. But
so anyway, wow. We'll continue that conversation online and see what we have in the way of some answers tomorrow on the program. So I mentioned we're excited to talk fishing today. Greg Power, Chief of the Fisheries Division of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, is with us today in studio to answer any questions you have on wetting the line. We're heading into the 4th of July weekend. Got a lot of summer left and good time to talk fishing. Greg, how are you?
I am great. Glad to be here, Scott.
So, life's good if you're in the fishing game right now, right?
Boy, it's been quite a run here for the last maybe 10 years. We're at a record number of fishing license sales in the state. And the reason for that is that we're at a record number of fishing lakes out there. We've never had so much water. We're putting on about 10,000 new acres of fishing water every year for the last 10 years. So there's a lot of new water out there. And then the big three, what we call Lake Sakakawea, Devil's Lake, and the Missouri River, Wahi, they're always there, and they continue to really put out the fish. So
what percentage would they represent of the fishing caught in North Dakota, three, as you say?
Those are real destinations for a lot of people, and they represent about half of the fishing effort and participation in the state. It varies from year to year. You know, during the drought about 10 years ago, Sakakawea was really hurting from the drought that we were going through there. So it dipped a little bit. But over time, those are the big three. And probably over 40 years, I'd say Sakakawea has been the number one fishery in the state 36 of those 40 years. Devil's Lake is right there. And then the river in Oahe can be very good. But then sometimes you get forage issues like we have right now. It's coming back a little bit, but that kind of puts a hurt in it. But overall, and the real story in the state really is not the big three, but all the other lakes. We're at a record number of fishing lakes that we manage, 420 of them. Wow. Grows every year. For comparison purposes, 25 years ago, we were at 168 lakes. So there's just a lot more opportunity out there because Mother Nature has been so kind to us in terms of rain, lots of it.
So going from 160-some lakes to 420-some lakes, you obviously have lakes that didn't exist,
right,
you know, year to year, and probably were ag land at one point, become a slough, and then become a full-fledged lake, right?
Right, right.
How do folks know, hey, what used to be a slough is now worth, getting out there, trying to catch something?
Worth their time, yeah. It's amazing how much research some people do. They're on top of things. Initially, what we typically do is get an easement with landowners around a lake to allow some access. We'll stock the lake if it's deep enough. We'll go in and stock it. We really don't advertise the lake until we know that there's something there to be caught. So that might, it takes fish a while to grow up. Depends what species you're dealing with. But, you know, 2, 3, 4 years later, we put it out there in our fishing guide or on our website, and word of mouth gets it out there real quick, too. So there's just tremendous opportunity. And most of these new lakes, virtually all these new lakes, are north and east of the Missouri River in the Coteau area, central North Dakota. You get west of the Missouri River, they're more, it's, you know, you got more slope to your landscape there, so it's mainly reservoirs, and that doesn't change as much. The good news is everything's full, even the reservoirs in Southwood. It doesn't matter where you're at in the state. Every lake is, a reservoir is full, maybe record highs.
Pretty amazing. And so you say there's a record number of fishing licenses that actually have been issued as well in North Dakota.
Right. Last year, or actually, we haven't got last year's results in yet, but 2 years ago, the most recent information we had both record number of resident and non-resident, about 160,000 resident license sales and about 60,000 non-resident license sales.
Pretty amazing. By the way, if you have a question or comment for Greg Power, Chief of the Fisheries Division of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, we welcome those today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. That's, again, 800-228-0550. Most anglers not going to be too eager to give away all the hot spots, but where would you, you know, to walk us through the state here and let us know in each quadrant where it's best right now?
Boy, that's an easy one. I mean, there are times, maybe if you asked me the same question 10 years ago, especially 30 years ago, I'd have to dig deep. Nowadays, there are a lot more good fishing lakes than there are poor. That doesn't mean fish are going to jump in your boat, or if you're fishing on shore, they're going to jump up and into your creel. But you can go about everywhere and catch fish. It depends what you're targeting. The fact that it's been a cool spring means good things. That typically, as you get into July, most fishing in North Dakota, June is the most popular month of fishing, followed by July. You get towards the end of July, things green up a lot in the small lakes, and it just gets too hot out there. But the good news this year is it's been a cool year. The water's still cool. The fish are still biting. So it doesn't matter. Devil's Lake, I talked to a number of people just yesterday, and it's one guy and his fishing partner fished a tournament, and they said they had easily 70 walleye they caught in that one day of fishing last weekend. Sakakawea reports are good. If you go back about a month ago, before the Yellowstone River runs and gets the upper part of the lake all muddy, which is a normal thing every year, the walleye fishing in the upper third of Sakakawea is phenomenal. Some said it was the best it's been for 25 years up there. But throughout Sakakawea, as you get this time of the year, the lower part of the lake is also very good. The river here locally and Lake Oahe typically this time of the year starts to die down quite a bit. And the fish, there's a bit of a migration, or the fishing gets better in South Dakota, not as much as in North Dakota. But, and then all these small lakes again, you know, Sargent County, Richland County, Kidder County, Logan, McIntosh, a lot of the rural counties have some very good fishing.
Alex, listening on AM 1100 from the eastern end of our audience, you're up on What's on Your Mind for Greg Power. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I was just wondering about slot limits, and how come there's not slot limits on Devil's Lake and some of these other lakes? You know, if you put that slot limit in there, it protects those breeders, and then it also increases tourism with the larger sized fish that you have potential to catch. But you guys seem, in North Dakota at least, that, you know, slot limits aren't really your thing, and a 5-fish limit is pretty common.
Yeah, that question is a very, very common question. Slot limits or a minimum length limit or something of that nature. We get that question all the time for our fisheries. And part of that is, and you mentioned from the eastern part of the state, is Minnesota has a lot of them. Our North Dakota lakes are a lot different than the prairie lakes are a lot different than, let's say, Minnesota lakes. They're very, very productive. Fish grow fast in North Dakota. The other thing is we live and die by floods and droughts, and is our concern with, first off, has to be biologically driven. You mentioned the brood fish. We have not been limited. Devil's Lake has not been stocked substantially with any walleye for nearly 10 years. Everything you see in that lake is natural reproduction. So the protection of the brood fish isn't as critical now as it may be in other times. And our biologists are monitoring these lakes very closely, see if there's a biological need to do it. The other part, and there is no biological need. The other issue is a social, you know, gets into the social impacts of putting on any type of length restriction. And our philosophy is keep it simple until there's really a need. And even the people at Devil's Lake, we had a creel survey last year up there, and asked the question, basically, a roundabout way of getting at length restrictions, and 80% of the people that were fishing enjoyed catching these eater-sized fish, and they did not want to have to sacrifice some of those to catch the occasional larger fish. So, and they're out there. There's a plenty of big fish out in most of these lakes anyways. If there's a place and time that biologically needed, we certainly will go that direction.
Right. Okay. All right. That was my question. Thank you very much, sir.
You bet.
Thanks for calling, Alex. Appreciate it. Dennis in New Salem, you're next for Greg Power, chief of the Fisheries Division, North Dakota Game and Fish, 800-228-0550 with your questions. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah. So I got a couple of questions. The senior citizens, do they have to purchase a fishing license? And also, Danzig Dam over here in western part of North Dakota, they cleaned it out. Question is, why didn't they clean it out, dig it out deeper? They didn't dig it out very much. And did they restock it with fish already?
Yes. Well, the first question first, the seniors, yes, they do have a license. I believe it's now $5 for an annual license for the seniors. And regarding Danzig Dam, which is in Martin County, we had a eradication, killed off most of the fish in the lake because there's too many, especially bullheads in the lake. And then we did some, drained it down and did some cleaning out. You cannot increase the maximum depth. It's just way too expensive. We spent a fair amount of money as it was on that lake, but to increase it substantially, we weren't able to do that. What we did do is clean up the shoreline, made it more accessible for shore fishermen so you didn't have so many weeds and all that stuff. We have restocked it. The pike numbers are really good already. There are still bullheads in there. The numbers are down. But apparently, we were guessing it'd take 3 years to fill the lake back up after we drew it down. And then the fall rains last year thing is already overflowing. So it's in good shape, probably another year or two away till it gets really good.
Oh, so the fish aren't big enough really for catching it?
No, apparently there's some, you know, hammer handle size pike. Nothing to get too excited about, but you can catch and keep some fish out there for sure.
Right.
But it should only get better.
We know the stowaway was going over pretty good and everything.
Yep.
So,
yep.
All right, thank you very much.
Bullheads. When you brought that one up, I had a flashback to fishing with my grandfather around southwest Minnesota, farmed by Canby, Minnesota. He loved catching bullheads. There are not many people that do anymore than that.
No, and actually, my first recollection of fishing was bullheads on Apple Creek here by Bismarck. So, bullheads can cause real problems in certain lakes. And thankfully, over the years, through bait vendors, working with the bait vendors, minimizing, a lot of times bullheads get introduced into a new lake through the bait bucket. But that doesn't happen anymore, so we don't have the bullhead problems we once have. Nor does North Dakota grow the trophy bullheads that you see in some of the Minnesota lakes. So there isn't a lot of interest in bullheads in North Dakota.
Pat, New Salem, for our guest. Go ahead, Pat. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just had a question as far as around like Bismarck area and stuff, or maybe some good spots for like shore fishing. For like walleyes and funny you're talking about bullhead at Sweetbriar Lake. I've fished there, but and also I wanted, before I get off those, I'm going to ask as far as minnows or what's the good kind of bait floating jig heads, eels, crawlers, what would be the best time this time of the year maybe for bait? But that's Sweetbriar Lake, like he said, was bullhead, jeez, oh, Pete's. many of them. Drives you nuts. But
well,
anyway.
I don't know what my grandpa did with them, but he caught them and kept them. I don't know. He must have been eating them, huh?
You bet. Yeah, the old-timers especially like their bullheads. So.
All right, so we had a couple of questions. We'll save your answer for the other side of the break here for Pat on some shore fishing around Bismarck and then some bait suggestions were two, I think, that he wanted you to tackle. We'll do that when we come back, plus some other listeners waiting with questions. And we'll continue our talking fishing today on What's on Your Mind with North Dakota Game and Fish. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On your mind, Greg Power with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, Chief of the Fisheries Division with us. We're talking fishing. Call stacked up here, but I wanted to give you a chance to answer the question on where some good shore fishing would be and what you'd recommend for bait.
Well, actually, this time of the year, like I said earlier, the river slows down, but unfortunately, this year, fishing is still pretty decent in the river. So anywhere you can access the river in Bismarck, and especially go north, maybe Sanger Park at Cross Ranch or on the Bismarck side up at Wilton, you can catch walleye there either with live bait or especially in the evening if you want to go out and just cast shad wraps or something like that. They're still catching a lot of walleye. Nothing big, but you'll get some eaters there.
All right, sounds good. Let's see who's waiting the longest here to weigh in and go as quick as we can through these. Adam, Central North Dakota, listening on KFIRE. Go ahead, Adam.
Yes, good morning to you guys. We happen to live close to one of these lakes that have been stocked in the last 10 years. And a couple issues that we've been having with, one is the lake access. People either not knowing where it is or they just drive wherever they please all times of the year. And the other item is the traffic. People will actually park in the middle of the road along this lake, get out of the vehicle, walk off 50 feet, and just leave it parked there. My question is, like, signage. Is there someone to speak with at the Game and Fish? Is there signage available for, you know, lake access this point or no parking this area? Because someday an accident is going to happen. And is it up to the townships to deal with all these issues that have come up?
Good question, especially in light of how many new lakes there are, right?
That's a very good question. And unfortunately, that's a fairly common question. Road grades, bridge crossings where local farmers can't get their implements across and stuff of that nature. Work with us. Give us a call. There's places. First off, we're trying to get it right in the fishing guide so that the access to direct them into these lakes is the right spot and it doesn't go, they don't come somewhere else where they cause, you know, local problems. And then there are areas that, yeah, we definitely do signage and try to direct the fishing public to where they're supposed to be and not where they're not supposed to be. So, yeah, please contact us and we'll try to work with you.
Thanks, Adam. Kenny, Northwest North Dakota, listening on KTGO. Go ahead, Kenny, your question for Greg.
I was kind of curious, like cormorants, are they pretty hard on the fish population? Like I witnessed the lake last week and there was 31 of them and they're just diving and there's, you know, a lot of perch and small walleyes in that lake. Are they pretty, you know, they can't be good for the fish population, I would think.
Good point, and you're dead on right, unfortunately. Cormorants are, it's a state issue. You know, I deal with the other states in the union and North Dakota, unfortunately, it seems like we really have the problems with them. They can eat up to a pound of fish a day, and you start doing the math on some of these lakes, and they really have put the hurt in some of these new, good, high-quality fishing lakes. And as you probably know, they are protected, so there's no fish or hunting season or of anything of that nature. We are trying. We do have a special, the Game and Fish, we do have a special permit, and on maybe 30 lakes around the state, we are trying to do some control, but it's a difficult, it's just an uphill battle when it comes to cormorants. They're one of the five problems, long-term problems we're facing trying to maintain our fisheries.
All right, let's go to Jack and Bismarck. You're next for Greg. Go ahead on what's on your mind.
Yeah, I just have a quick question. I have a lake cabin on Crooked Lake, north of Turtle Lake. Years ago, there used to be so many panfish in there, bluegills and sunfish, and that, and I never see any anymore. Don't you stock those any longer? Or?
Yeah, the largest bluegill I ever saw in my life was a winter kill way back in the late 70s at Crooked Lake. The thing was way beyond state record size. There was some big bluegill back then. Since then, it's become a perch, the primary forager of the perch in there. And good, bad, or otherwise, there's also a lot of walleye and pike, so that keeps those panfish crop down. We're trying to get the perch to a larger size, but again, it gets to be a bit of a difficult task with, because Crooked Lake's connected to Long Lake and, you know, that whole chain there, so the pike get in there no matter what you do, and they'll keep some of that quality size panfish crop down.
A guy like Jack who knows the lake calls that he likes more panfish, do you accommodate that? Do you take that into consideration? What happens?
If possible, yes. It sometimes it sounds easier than it is to make it happen. Quality panfish is they're wonderful because it's a family type of thing. Kids love to catch them too, you know. And it's a great thing to do sometimes to have quality, especially bluegill. It's difficult. Now, perch, you know, North Dakota is a destination for especially ice fishing for trophy perch throughout the state. So they're not as hard, but bluegill is a challenge.
We're going to get one more in here. Bob, driving, they're listening on KCJB in Minot. You're last to go for our talking fishing segment here today. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Greg, I got a question. Thanks, guys, for putting me on. Greg, I've got a question about access to lakes in the western North Dakota. The one in question is Lake Audubon. I know I'm going to hear the story about the federal juncture there that they have the south and the east end tied up pretty much all year round, but is there any way you can make it so a guy could have access to other parts of that lake? And the second part of the question is, I've fished that lake a number of years. My grandfather, my father, we used to have access to some of the North Shore line that now we do not because of private ventures.
All right, Bob, I'm going to hold you there just because we only have a half minute. Do you want to quickly answer?
Audubon, of course, half that's federal refuge, and it is open. The entire lake is open in the winter to ice fishing. Shore fishing, it's a lot more difficult to find spots. If you have a boat, you're fine, but shore fishing, it is a challenge.
All right, hope that answers your question. Sorry we ran out of time. Found out we need to do a full hour next time, and we'll do it soon with Greg from the North Dakota Fish Department, Chief of the Fisheries Division, Greg Power. Thank you, Greg.
You bet.
Talking fishing, that was fun. We'll see you tomorrow, folks, on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Generous, generous cherries. Keep booming, booming, booming. Keep a line up for miles. Generous, generous cherries. Keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles.
Get your coupons at the door with locations in Williston, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Bemidji, and two Fargo locations.
Generous, generous cherries. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.